This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. The start of a new year usually brings resolutions and clean slates. If decluttering is your thing, you might be wondering what to do with all that expired medication you just pulled from the depths of the cabinet. Or maybe someone close to you has made the New Year's resolution to give up prescription drugs and needs help disposing of it all responsibly. The old way was to flush or trash it. Now we know this only helps those chemicals get into the soil, the lagoon, and even our water supply. And what of the risk to the child or animal that finds it in the garbage? It's a heavy dilemma, one we brought to Major Eric Flowers of the
Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
He says that they've just installed a brand new medicine disposal drop box available 24/7. It's a big green box with a sheriff's star on it and sits right in the lobby. There you can drop prescription medications, ointments, and liquids. Just keep them in the bottles. Over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and pet meds.
It's locked. It's you know, secured down the floor so nobody can walk out with those medicines. And then we've got deputies assigned to making sure that that gets emptied out and take it over to our evidence area.
That's where they destroy it.
They take them down to a closed incinerator, and those medicines are actually burned, and they don't give off the gases. It's a very special way that they get rid of them, the same way that we get rid of all of our drugs that we seize.
This new drop-off box may be new, but the program isn't.
Going back about 6 years now, maybe 7 years, we first started Operation Medicine Cabinet.
They set up temporary drop-off locations out in the community on weekends with the help of volunteers, where citizens could bring the old medicines safely. A few years later, they got their first drop-off box for the lobby. Now they have replaced it with a new and improved box, just in time for the start of 2019.
If somebody passes away in your family and you need to dispose of those properly, this is the way to do it. Bring them in, put them in that box, let us get rid of them safely, whether it's yours, somebody else's. Let's say one day you wake up, if you're a drug addict and you decide you want to quit, bring them down and put them in the box. Get rid of them. That's a great place to get rid of them.
If those drugs are illegal, then don't put them in the box, but you can still call the sheriff's office for help in getting rid of it.
I just want people to know, to feel comfortable. There's a lot of times where people are concerned, where they're scared about calling us because they'll say, well, I don't want the police to come and think this is mine. You know, if you located drugs or you located something, it's okay to call us and let us know about that. I had that situation this weekend. Actually, somebody located some marijuana and they were concerned about calling because they didn't want us to think that they were that it was theirs. And the same thing.
We ask about the opioid crisis. Are we seeing it here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the opioid epidemic is not something new to our area. We've been seeing it for several years now. While it's not new, we are seeing changes in the epidemic. Back in 2010, Roxycodone, which is oxycodone, was a big player in the game, and we're starting to see that sort of subside. And now fentanyl is a big problem. Morphine is a big problem. And we're starting to see mixes and concoctions of other drugs that are coming in. All of our deputies are armed with a injector, which is a reversal agent, naloxone, which we've saved about 12 lives as a result of that.
Flowers points out those injectors were paid for by a state grant, not tax dollars. The Indian River County Sheriff's Office is located at 4055 41st Avenue in Vero Beach. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.